Popcorners.
Good day, everyone. This is your favorite Gunaret faithfulness, and I won't give my review for the Manchester United Arsenal game we go down this week. First of all, I won't talk say I did disappointed, because the fact where fans they come out they say make we they happy with 1 point. They talk a lot about Emery. Till today, we never know Emery's main tactics. Why be say every time we they see Emery line up before every game, we they wonder what thing they happen. Normally, with Arsenal Football Club, Arsenal they ball, Arsenal they feel control midfield. The first 20 minutes of the game, Arsenal get 28% possession, Manchester United get 72% possession. That thing never happened. That thing, it did tear before Arsenal no fit control midfield. Arsenal no fit control the midfield. This thing, they vex me. It they vex me, be say, Arsenal fans, some Arsenal fans, they say we get agenda against Unai Emery. This will not be agenda. Whether you dey flexible, whether you know dey dynamic, whether you want use 200 different kind of setup for a team, as long as the team know they produce effective results, the team they pay me. Arsenal they struggle to win games for Premier League, and we are in the period where other teams they struggle. Where Man United they struggle to beat Crystal Palace, they know if you beat West Ham, they struggle to beat Leicester City. We are in an era where Tottenham too they struggle. This is the time for Arsenal to gather as many points as possible. This is where my problem lies. The pigeon not the sweet me again. Make I go straight to English. This is where exactly my problem lies. Torreira no be box to box me for that. Torreira na proper DM. The earlier Emery realized that, the better for us. And it be like say the tactics not they help Pepe at all, because to God who helps us to help Arsenal, Pepe is not balling at all. Pepe no they ball, and the team they pay me, Pepe no they ball. Once again, kudos to Aubameyang. I read a tweet recently that said that Aubameyang is thriving, Saka is thriving, Guendouzi is thriving. It's because of Emery's tactics. Now lie. Now based on individual performance, look at that team. That team is not gelling together. That team cannot string proper passes. That team is not playing sweet football. Now football is a team sport. It's a team game. And I don't know exactly what Emery has against Mesut Ozil, but it has to be sorted. And I don't know if Arsenal wants to go back to a defensive style of play, or Arsenal want to be a defensive team, but it's not working. I've been saying this for the past how many weeks now, that Arsenal's strength is the attack. If you know that Arsenal's strength is in the attack, and Arsenal has to attack. You cannot just say you want to sit back and soak pressure, but there is no creative midfielder on the pitch. You are starting a midfield of Xhaka, Guendouzi and Torreira, and three of them don't even know exactly what they are playing as. Because the one that is meant to be sitting deep is playing as a box-to-box. The one that is meant to be stringing those passes, meant to be creative, is sitting deep. To be honest, Emery still has a lot of work to do. People might say they are satisfied with 12 points, but I feel that Arsenal can do better. Arsenal, we have been sitting in the shadows for too long. Arsenal can do better. There are a lot of things. The team is still not compact enough. On the day he's to play 4-2-3-1, he's playing 4-3-3, and Pepe is not benefiting. By the way, kudos to Saka though, because Saka has been taking Google of his opportunity. And please, nobody should tell me that we sold Iwobi to be starting Nelson, because to God who made me, Nelson is not even proving that he wants first team football. Guys, there are a lot of things to be talked about, starting with even the captainship. Xhaka can be a captain and still warm the bench too. It is allowed. I feel that Unai Emery still has a lot of things to do, because we are not still jelly. We are not playing attractive football. We are struggling to win games. We are struggling to draw games, which is not meant to be. We are struggling to hold the ball. We are struggling for possession, which is not meant to be. Arsenal, we don't struggle for possession. We hold the ball. We create. Yesterday, we were meant to be the creative player on the pitch to string Aubameyang those passes. And we all know, like even we that sit at the back of our TV at homes, we know that once Aubameyang get those passes 2-3 times, he converts. But yesterday, Aubameyang had to be running deep. If you look at it, if you have somebody as Laka that can hold up play and that distributes both Aubameyang and Pepe, it makes sense. But Aubameyang going deep means there's nobody, there's no excellent striking for, there's no converting player. So we need somebody creating those play for Aubameyang. This is where the likes of Ceballos and Ozil comes in. Guys, Arsenal can do better. To be honest, we can do better. I feel that yesterday's game was not a points game, but 2 points lost. Thank you very much.
All right, great day to now, my fellow Gunners fans. My name is Archangel Gabriel. That angel will not get wings. That angel will not fly. And but I tell you, yes, me not fly boy. All right, I'm going to talk about the game between we and Manchester United with Shelenkwe for inside Old Trafford yesterday night. But I know they're alone for this particular one. I did inside. I did for here with my man. And what did they call Rufai? I said it happened for this particular one. I know they happy at all. I know they happy at all. Waiting they happen. Waiting be the plans of that man. What did they call an Emery? I don't know if you put manager for a name. I don't know if you call a manager. Waiting be plans for Arsenal. Manchester United with a struggle with form. Manchester United with a struggle to adapt. Manchester United with a struggle to breathe. Manchester United with a struggle to survive. We know if you win them yesterday, we know if you carry 3 points for them head. When West Ham don't carry 3 points for them head, though, Crystal Palace, waiting can't they happen. If only this man, who did he come and Emery, use good selection for this particular game, and we won't lose or draw. If they better, or we get a good play against them, good performances, then draw or even lose. I prefer for me if they better. You go use selection of your own choice to think say go give us result when you know say no, if you give us result without your selection. The person who have been the thing say they no go play anything for that game. Say they're talking about Saka, Bakayo Saka. He try yesterday self. He come be the wonder kid of the game. Waiting being problem with Mesut Ozil. We will not see Mesut Ozil even for bench. Would they shout, hey, Bellerin, don't come by Bellerin? Where Bellerin in day today? A crucial game like this. See your midfield, no creativity there. Okay, Guendouzi there in good form, but where is the creativity? Where is the creativity? Torreira, you go use Torreira, use Granit Xhaka, you know they in form. Carry Captain Ban, even give your own Granit Xhaka. What did they happen now? What did they happen? Now, Nicolas Pepe, talking about Nicolas Pepe. How far would that one now? I understand that we need to give our time. I don't go to param for that one. In as much as most people don't vex for a match. I mean, I don't want to param now because say, we need time to adapt. Manchester United with a struggle, can they draw match with us? Can they get point with us? How about you know go where now? Rufai.
Greeting to my fellow Gunners fans. This one no really sweet belly at all, seriously. Because we expect to win Manchester United for that match yesterday. Understand? So, waiting, I see for that might be say the coach is supposed to start those people where they form. Forget about people where they played the ball before. Like most of our players don't come from injury. Person like Bellerin, understand? Mm. Everybody is expecting that guy for that ball yesterday. Unfortunately, the information we just see is just turn around information, you understand? Person like Ozil, I don't know why the man continue getting problem with Ozil. Nothing do the Ozil now, the guy they form. Of which they, you know, even they bench at all for that match. And what we expect from the match yesterday is that make Arsenal win that match. But unfortunately, so we still try for us to draw that match. But what did the man need to do? Like person like Nicolas Pepe, he just start now. We know say the guy now a new player. We need to give him time. But if person not there form for particular match, you need to sub that person and bring another person that they inform so that. The match will really sweet us. Look at Manchester United, we're not even there from. Where small club don't they beat self. Although, on a good day, even no matter how much you deform, they always beat Arsenal. But for that particular match yesterday, Arsenal supposed to win Manchester United. So the coach needs to really work on himself, work on the players, even on our midfield, so that everything can be what okay. Thank you very much for that particular one, Gabriel.
All right, I tell you, no be smarting. And still, another team I still want chukma for this particular team, BC. Manchester United, see person like Pogba been there on injury. They're fasting up in injury, making Tongue come back and play this particular game because they're a crucial game. See somebody like Marcus Rashford, the same thing. See person like Lingard, who not even there in good form. Still on the oppressor system for that defensive line. I know they happy. Emery, give us a good performance. Give us a good selection. I don't too para too much. I don't vex too much for this particular game. My name never changed. My name still remains that angel will not get wings. That angel will not fly. But I tell you, yes, me na fly boy. My name is Archangel Gabriel. I'll do this one with my man, what did they call? Rufai. Mekuna do.
If you've been a Jazz Now fan, make sure say you follow us on top Instagram and Twitter at UpGunnersNG. We do on top Facebook as well at UpGunnersNG. We go they do contests from time to time, so you go get followers to take win anything on top our contest there. Don't forget say you fit download the Anchor app. The Anchor app now where you fit take here our podcast. That one day for Anchor.fm. If you download them for your phone, you fit there access them on top your PC as well. So we day on top Anchor at Anchor.fm/UpGunnersNG. Anchor.fm/UpGunnersNG. UpGunners!